What I want to do today is show you a lot of maps, as always. Before I show maps, I'm going to show some graphs to get at some of the sort of non-geographical aspects of change in this election. And at any time, if anyone has questions or comments, please feel free to interrupt me to talk about those. Start out with a few from Andrew Gelman's very interesting site named after his book, Red State, Blue State, Rich State, Poor State. Richer people continue to lean Republican, so we're showing the Republican vote share, 30, 40, 50, 60%, you can see on the left, and then income up to only $150,000 in the Bay Area. That doesn't seem particularly wealthy, but for most of the country, it's a healthy income. And then we're comparing the 2008 elections with the 2000 and the 2004, so you can certainly see poor people voting very heavily for the Democratic Party. And then as you get wealthier and wealthier, an increase in Republican voting, although not as pronounced as in earlier years. But then Gelman goes and looks at even higher incomes and notes that in 2008, as opposed to 2004, the share of Republican voting is declining as you get into these higher incomes. And that is unusual and quite distinctive in this election. I wish he could have taken it out much farther. We discussed on the website a little bit an article in the Wall Street Journal claiming that the super wealthy, those making $30 million or so, are tending to vote for Obama, whereas just the merely wealthy, those on the order of $1 million to $10 million voting for McCain. A lot of people think his sample size wasn't large enough, and you can't have good data on that.